Get ready for Big Announcement Part 2. It's February 4th, 2020. That means, by hearing the Hallelujah Chorus, that exciting times are upon this radio ministry. And Phil Shepherd's the special guest. I had mentioned him yesterday and on Friday that, Lord willing, he'd be down. We spent 8 hours or so together yesterday just praying up this radio ministry, praying up the vision for the future, seeking God's input and clarity. And John, our chairman of the board, also joined us yesterday and is with us for this, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm going to mention, first and foremost, the big announcement was officially archived December 3rd of last year. Phil, I had called you over the phone lines, right. But we talked for about 23 or so minutes, but I think for about 20 minutes I just kept sharing. I was so excited, and there's a lot that I want to say today, but I want to give you guys both an opportunity to share from your perspective how you're seeing God at work. And now we're able to give some of the specifics because the FCC last week officially gave us the go-ahead to acquire, to have oversight over these 15 stations, and they'll be a part of our Great News Radio family of stations in the days ahead. I think proposed closing date is the 12th of February, but I think it's going to be later in the month because there's still title searches and accounting and bookkeeping and some of the nuts and bolts of setting it all up. But I, this past Saturday, received keys to the building in Springfield and learned the alarm system and getting in and out and some of the unique things. But it was like, wow, this is really, really coming together. So I want to say thank you, all of you that received our recent mailing that have been praying up that the FCC would approve this merger, allowing us to have oversight of these 15 additional frequencies. And we couldn't be happier. And I'm just kind of holding back. There's so much I want to say. But those of you that got to tune in for the big announcement December 3rd, the big announcement was that God was expanding our borders, allowing us to acquire stations and frequencies that have been serving the people throughout Springfield and Bloomington and Decatur and Carlinville, Lincoln, Whitehall, Beardstown, many areas west of us, and been effectively being reached with the good news message of Jesus by this great ministry founded by Dick Van Zandt and a local board at the time and people that really loved the Lord. And so I'll tell some of that story on how it came together. But Phil, thank you for joining me again. Phil, we finally figured out that he's going to be our network director that's going to have oversight of putting technology to great use, to bringing things together. We're so excited. I mentioned on Friday that Phil had been with the Moody Broadcasting Network 30-plus years. You've had a variety of titles and positions with Moody.
You know, at my retirement reception luncheon on the 14th of January, actually, my full-time service ended on December 31st. somebody from HR provided a list, and the list of my job titles mm-hmm. was in excess of a dozen. And, of course, it took 33 years to live all of that out.
Yes.
But typically in network operations, management, technical, satellite stations, you name it, my responsibilities were to keep our owned and operated stations that take the network. In fact, I was responsible for the network of stations across North America. So we had right around 300 locations across the country that my job was to make sure that they got the programming, stations such as WGNN, WGNJ mm-hmm. for the programs that came from Moody Bible Institute. But more importantly, we have a number of locations, I say we, at Moody Radio that we owned and operated. So I had about 25 radio stations across the country from Hilo, Hawaii, Winnemucca, Nevada, Gallup Police, Ohio, Charleston, South Carolina, and things, keeping those running, making sure the signals were there. And when the storms came through, making sure that the contract engineer service got out there and fixed it. So this is what I've been doing for well over a quarter of a century, and that is keeping Christian radio running smoothly and on the air 24 hours a day.
You also hosted some programs, so some might be familiar with your voice.
Yeah, I did. Back in 1988, and only 32 years ago, we had a number of programs on the weekend, and we decided, well, let's give people maybe some breathing room, and we decided to put on these big blocks of music. So we instituted what was called Music for Saturday, Music for Sunday.
Hosted by Phil Shepard.
Yeah, well, we did that early on. I'll tell you what, it got to be a lot with all the other responsibilities, and so I moved out of that. And I've done what we call voice tracking, where you sit down and you record your voice, and we know that it plays between this song and that song. And you know, I always tell people, well, it was live when it was recorded.
Yes. So and you've hosted many share-a-thons throughout the country.
In 1989, Mike Kellogg, who was on the air overnight for three decades, he was going to a station in Western Michigan and said, hey, why don't you come along? You can drive my car, and drive me there. Well, that was the first of many, many times of going to local radio stations and just assisting them in raising the support for their station. And that's how it started. And so for probably a good 30 years, I have been helping with fundraising at stations. And really, it's getting behind the microphone and recounting how God is using Christian radio in changing lives in that particular area. So if you want to call it being a cheerleader, it's just reminding people what Christian radio and the value of it is mm-hmm. to a locale. So.
And Phil, you might be familiar from our first historic broadcast, mm-hmm. Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. While the studio was being built in our country home, we did our first week of broadcasts up at the Moody Bible Institute, mm-hmm. and you helped host and navigated two very young voices through that first historic broadcast.
Well, we did it out of Studio A and lots of significant events. If those walls could talk.
Yeah.
And one of in that series or parade of events throughout the many decades, Moody Bible Institute ran those studios for 80 years.
Yeah.
And WGNN, those were the first words came out of that studio as well.
And I loved, even in the first broadcast, you said, Lord, we pray up that you'll sanctify these broadcasts in the days ahead, and that you'll increase the way that it can influence hearts and minds to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to educate, edify, and evangelize. And we've held true to those three main goals of this ministry ever since. And now you're going to be coming on staff. You've been serving as a board member for 2 or 3 years now, I think.
I really don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Mark, it's important, to whom much is given or to whom little is even given in some cases, much is expected. So to whom much is given, much is expected. And God has given this radio ministry so much of love and support and vision. And so now God is asking us to take what he's given and to expand.
Yeah. Yeah, so those of you that heard the big announcement, so basically what has happened is we were approached, I guess about 8 or 9 months ago, I was approached by Dick Van Zandt, the president of Cornerstone Community Radio, and he said, so Mark, what are you thinking about the future? How's the ministry going? And I just said, oh, we're always open to anything God would present our way, and we would pray about it. And he said, well, what are your thoughts on expanding? I said, oh, we'd always love to expand. If God is in it, hey, I'm all for it. And so that began a few email correspondence that followed up with, well, we're considering some options. We have a number of stations. As you know, we've been broadcasting throughout Springfield and Central Illinois for these many years. But due to the age of our board and just some other factors, we're really looking for God's leading. And I said, oh, we'd certainly be open to assisting in any way we could. And then that got to, well, we're thinking about these 8 or 10 stations. And I was like, oh, well, we're really interested. Our board said, hey, if God is in this, and that led to like 12 frequencies, and that led to 15 frequencies. And I said, hey, you know, let's pray about it. So our board, I think that was the period of time we had 5 board meetings in 50 days, and then it ended up being 6 board meetings in 70 days. But we really prayed through and felt God's hand was all over it, and this was a unique way. I think you said it best, John. It's kind of like a marriage, or we had talked about, it's like we've been a sister station, because many of our listeners may not know, but 24 years ago, Dick Van Zandt, the same president of Cornerstone Community Radio, helped establish WGNN and helped us get on the air. He did all the technical background and all the filings that we didn't know about, and basically the day we went on the air, WGNN, that Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, we purchased it then from Cornerstone Community Radio. And then we put on 103.9 FM because Dick filed for that frequency and got it for us. And we put that on the air. Then 89.3 he helped put on the air, and 97.1 he helped put on the air. So we've been, if you will, a sister station, even though we had a different board, but the same goal: educate, edify, evangelize, bring the good news message of Jesus to, in our case, East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. But we had that relationship. But probably about 8 or 10 years went where I hadn't had any contact with Dick till he emailed me and started talking about this expansion and would be interested. And so that was all prayed through, and we moved forward on it. And then just last week, the FCC approved it, because 15 stations, it's a big deal. And so they want to make sure everything's in compliance and everything is above board and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, as they say. Anyway, so that was official last week that we can talk about it, because there was a period of time, a month or two, where people could petition to deny, and there could be, you know,
it's considered a transfer of ownership of the frequency. And they basically have just said, we grant it now. It's granted.
Yes.
The FCC says there's no reason that Good News Radio Incorporated cannot move on and acquire these stations. And so that's what's happening now.
So we're at some point this month, we're working through all the bookwork, the accounting, the attorneys. It's all very positive, all very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. And if you stop by the center here, you'll see one of the maps. And many of you received our little newsletter in the end of year giving. If you gave during 2019, you would have received this, along with a little business size card that shows the map on one side and then the 19 frequencies. So you can put that up on your refrigerator and be praying for us. Or as you're traveling, you're like, I'm in Carlinville. What frequency do I tune in? I'm in Bloomington. What's the frequency here? I'm over in Whitehall or Beardstown or Macomb or Springfield, or for that matter, the LUJ, the Love You Jesus, those that are part of the family of stations from the Springfield area. As they come to Champaign, Urbana, or Danville, they say, oh, 89.3 FM. So you'll be hearing more about some of the progress we're making. But right now, we have the green lights, so the board is all in agreement. We're moving forward. I think officially sometime this month, I guess the whole thing will be signed over and we'll have total oversight, but I've already been visiting over there. And this past Saturday, I spent some time in the building. Some of you that are my Facebook friends would have seen a little posting. I did a little selfie of me in front of the Love You Jesus sign on the building, but it's a beautiful two-story building right near the state capitol. Hill on Mason Street in Springfield.
Immediately across the street from the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Yeah, it's a unique setting. It's mm-hmm. a great building. I think they have 20 or so parking spots, mm-hmm. and there's a house across the street that they own, and it's really kind of neat how God's laid this foundation for us to move forward so that people continue to hear the good news message of Jesus, that they can be blessed, that more listeners can be reached, and we're very optimistic and excited about how God's going to do some new things.
Well, the fact is there's going to be a consistency of programming all the way across central Illinois, all the way from, if you want to say on the Illinois side, Danville, but Covington, Indiana, all the way across to Macomb, all the way over right on the border with Missouri there, south of Quincy. We don't get into Quincy, but we will cover a 200-mile swath across central Illinois. That's just amazing. It's not about building any kind of empire. This is about taking these radio stations that have been on the air for a number of years and making sure that they stay as a Christian format, that they continue to have that life-giving message that God the Father sent His Son to this world to be our Savior, to save us from our sins. That's the gospel message, and that's what we are committed to. And so we needed to make sure. And God wanted these ministries to continue, and we were the people that Dick Van Zandt thought best that would continue that ministry. I don't like to use the term synergy because it's often overused, but what happens is you have the total of all of these frequencies put together, the effect is far greater than our individual output. We're going to be able to do things for Christ through Christian radio that independently these stations just couldn't do. But God has really brought together quite a group of talented people here in the Champaign-Urbana area that God has said, okay, now you've been given a lot. Okay, more is expected now.
And it's exciting to team up with their staff that's very capable. I've met mm-hmm. with them a number of times. And you've actually helped with their share-a-thons, I think, 30-plus years.
Oh,
but they have a great station manager, operation manager. You're going to be our new network director. But they have a fantastic office manager and a team that produces radio spots. And there's some things that we do really well that I think we can help them with. There's some things they do really well that they can help us with. They have a full-time engineer. I'm so excited to have a full-time engineer that can oversee some of our equipment mm-hmm. that I've been trying to maintain. And like you said, that synergy of working together and streamlining some things and improving other things. And I can't wait to interview some of them over the air. Mm-hmm. And those of you that are familiar with Joey Kroll, you just love Joey Kroll. Well, he's been working over there for about 7 years, too. So mm-hmm. it's kind of neat how people
He's the guy who wakes them up each morning and gets them going.
So there's just so many great aspects. And one of the things when Dick Van Zandt evaluated our ministry and determined that we would be a good fit, it's like he birthed these stations 32-plus years ago, and who could he entrust his baby with? Mm. Because this is something that he's been very effective at reaching so many people, and he loves those that aren't saved and loves equipping the church, those that follow Jesus to grow in their faith journey. And he thought, who might be a good fit? And as he evaluated our programming, we're very, very very similar, mm-hmm. very much the same.
Same DNA.
Yeah, and it really was the same DNA because mm-hmm. he helped start us. So
exactly.
It's kind of like mm-hmm. the sister station is returning home, or as you said, John, it's like a marriage that a husband and wife coming together, and we do just some wonderful things together, mm-hmm. bringing different strengths. So John is our chairman of the board. You've seen the ministry grow these many years.
Yes,
in fact, you and Kathleen, mm-hmm. some of the very, very beginning donors 24 or so years ago, you were even aware when we were at the Dunn's meeting and
sure.
how we were launching this and praying that up. So you've seen this grow.
It's really been quite an interesting journey. I'd say a journey or pilgrimage, if you will. And to be a part of it, Mark and Phil, it's just been an experience that goes beyond. I would have never dreamed to even be a small part of it. But I'm reminded of Dr. Bruce Dunn when he spoke to you, Mark, several years ago. He said, we really need a radio station in this area. We need to get the word out. And if he could look down from heaven, which we know he is there, I would imagine he would be so blessed to see all of the networks have come together and the word of God going out over the radio airwaves, that would have exceeded his wildest dream. I'm sure that, and I'm just delighted to be a small part of it. But I'm reminded of people that have served God in big ways and small ways. And it impresses me that there's been so many saintly servants that have served in whatever capacity, whether it's Dick Van Zandt, the technical part, your part in catching the grasp, catching the dream, how God has provided a servant to fill this, to fill this. And each servant has had a heart for Jesus Christ and wanted to see this network move very, very, very forward. And it seemed like God knew exactly how this was supposed to go together. And his timing, yeah, it took maybe 20 years for Dick Van Zandt to take a look and say, hey, this is maybe the time, or the board said, now's the time. It was God's time.
Yeah.
God knew exactly when this was supposed to happen, because he knows which people out there need to hear the word of God pronounced over the airwaves. And it's a delight to be a part of it. But there's so many souls that need to hear the word of God, and that Jesus Christ loves them so very, very, very much, and that he came for them and died for them. And how else better way to acquaint them with that than over the radio and all of these frequencies? There's going to be so many lives touched that his kingdom is going to grow and expand just because of what has been done by all of these faithfuls that were called. Mm-hmm. And just to be a small part of it, Mark, has been a real pleasure and a real delight, and get better acquainted with my dear brother, Phil. So we're looking forward to the future, and we will let the Lord kind of tell us exactly what steps to take, and he will provide, because he has provided so faithfully to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And for those of you that received our newsletter, you'll see that great map, 19 frequencies, 3 million listeners to be reached. And we do pray that we can have an impact to educate them in biblical truth, to edify them, to encourage them through God-honoring music and programming, and through our radio events and gatherings where they can see the fragrance of Christ in our staff, in those of you that gather with us, and then the evangelize. Oh, I just love that those that are unfamiliar with the fact that God loves them and has a plan and purpose for their lives, that they can be reached through our broadcasts, through these different events, through these gatherings, that they will know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. And so, Phil, how about closing out our time in prayer? And we just ask all of you to join with us as we see God move this forward in the days ahead. This month, we think we'll close on it, so it'll be all official, and we're just excited to see how God's going to use it.
Okay. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Lord, we know how you have used Christian radio to bring together believers in Christian community. You've given people a heart for your son because they've heard it modeled on the radio. They've heard the teaching. Lord, we never want to take away from your local bodies of assembly, the Church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We come alongside the church. We encourage in those hours between, in those overnight hours, those weekend hours. We're there, Lord, to help people. Thank you, Lord, for making every effort, Lord, to keep your work going. Thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness to the Champaign-Urbana area, and now the opportunity to have an influence and to help keep these ministries in Bloomington and Springfield and Decatur and Macomb and around the area in central Illinois. Help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards of what you've entrusted into our hands right now. We thank you, and we commit this all to you in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Oh, exciting times, everyone. Oh, I wish you could come and join us and give Phil a hug, all the work he does behind the scenes. And he's our new network director that will be helping us in many different ways in the days ahead. And we appreciate your prayers. Certainly your financial support is needed, and we just couldn't do it without you. If you'd like to get in touch with us, maybe you want to receive this mailing or want to know more about a legacy gift or being involved in different ways, volunteering or helping, you can call us at 217 217- 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or write us a note of encouragement or maybe how you've been blessed through this radio ministry. You can address that envelope to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Phil Shepherd, and John Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.